Hello and welcome to a SearchOracle.com podcast. I'm News Director Mark Fontecchio. Recently, the Oracle Applications Users Group elected a new president, Alisa Johnson, who is also a practice director at Rolta Technologies. Johnson is with us today to talk about the OAUG and some issues around e-business suite upgrades. Welcome, Alisa.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, congratulations first on becoming president of the OAUG. In what direction do you see the group going in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
Well, I really look forward to working with the 2014 Board of Directors. And I think we have a lot of great things planned and look forward to those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Really, in the next 5 years, I see OAUG continuing to innovate in areas that support its mission, which includes education, networking, and influence with Oracle. We continue, of course, to focus on growing our membership, both domestically and globally, by enhancing and expanding our offerings based on our member needs. We're really going to strive to increase the awareness of our member benefits to both our members and our non-members. An example of this is a link I received just yesterday to the new conference database that OAG is having available on their website. One of the things that's great about this new database is it's going to be easily searchable. I'm really excited about the format on the website, and it's also exposed to external search engines, so you're going to be able to see that, you know, when you get on Google and search on some information related to Oracle applications. So that's just an example just right here and now and how we're striving to innovate. Another thing that I'm going to have a focus on as I am president this year is really to increase the involvement of our current members. There's lots of different levels of involvement, right? I mean, attending an e-learning webinar, that's one level of involvement. Going to collaborate, another level of involvement. Serving on a committee, another level of involvement. But what I want to challenge each of our members this year is to increase the level of their of involvement from wherever they are. So if they haven't done anything, check out our e-learning webinars. Check out our conference database. Download one of those white papers. If they've never read the Insight magazine, check out an article there. So wherever you're at, see if you can find a way to expand or increase that involvement.
Great. That sounds exciting. So as practice director at Rolta, you talk to a lot of end-user clients. So what do you see as being, one or two of the main business drivers behind upgrading their e-business suite to R12 and now 12.2 going forward? And, you know, maybe in your own organization, if you've upgraded recently, what was the main business driver in your organization?
Well, that's a great question. I consistently see a couple of business drivers behind the migration to release 12. At really this point in the software life cycle, support is definitely a consideration. The OAUG Customer Support Council has done an excellent job in working with Oracle to influence the current exceptions to the 11.5.10 sustaining support timeline. But even with this exception, that's running out December 2014. So the time really is now to migrate to release 12, and organizations really need to be looking at that. You always like to have a business driver in addition to the de-support window, but at this point, again, that has to be a consideration. Also, a lot of organizations that I've worked with look to the new features and functionalities that are available in release 12, specifically from a global perspective and all of the support that they can get from release 12. I mean, Oracle really marketed release 12 as that global business release. The centralization that you can see of the data and also of the processing really helps companies to maintain that single source of truth and also to improve their processing efficiencies. You especially see this in the finance area because that's where a lot of the focus of the change was. Now with the release of 12.2, Oracle is really providing their customers with choice. And so I'm really excited about that. I think we were all excited to get that general availability announcement, you know, at the end of last year. So if an organization requires that high availability that's provided by the online patching, 12.2 it looks like it might be the best fit for them. If they're interested more in terms of being on a release that, you know, thousands of customers have already migrated to, they plan on staying on 12.1 for 3 to 5 years, that may be the choice for them. But I think Oracle's really trying to provide a choice. I know I was looking through the current issue of the Insight magazine, the winter 2013 issue, and Ann Carlson of Oracle has authored a white paper that really lays out and compares and contrasts 12.1 to 12.2 and how organizations can make that choice. So I really recommend that article to the listeners in terms of seeing what those choices are.
Great. And in your experiences with talking to end-user clients and, again, maybe with your own organization, what have you seen as being some of the challenges to upgrade to R12? Is it, you know, largely a financial issue, a decision, or figuring out how to migrate customizations or maybe phase them out or maybe something else?
That's a really great question, too, because there's always challenges on every project, right? And it's about mitigating those risks and overcoming those challenges. Interestingly enough, one of the things I think that a lot of organizations face when they're moving to R12 is the fact that they are trying to treat the R12 upgrade just as a purely technical upgrade. And there's so many new features and functionalities that you really can't do that. You have to involve the whole organization, from the executive to the business owners, to the business analysts, the developers, the DBAs. It's really a project for the whole organization. And I think that if the focus is just purely on the technical side of it, that you miss some of the things that are needed from those, the business side of it. So I think that's really the first challenge, is to make sure that you engage the right people from the very beginning of the project, because as you know, especially in the finance area, there is enough change that you're going to have to do some configuration and you need the input of that bit of the business. Another area where I think that there's a challenge is around testing. Just in terms of, it's very important to test both the 11i transactions that have been upgraded as well as the new transactions you would enter after the upgrade has been completed. I've found that if you've only been testing newly entered transactions, that sometimes you can run into issues on those upgraded transactions, the 11i upgraded transactions. So I think it's very critical to spend enough time in testing and also to test both transactions as you're going through that testing cycle. The other thing is, again, especially in the finance area, because this is where the most change is in R12, it's really important to have a training strategy. There's, you know, a lot of things don't change, but for those areas where there are deltas, it's important to provide that training to your end users. You really want your users to be excited about the software that they're using, about the ERP system that they're using, because that's part of their day-to-day job. And so another benefit of including those business users from the very beginning is that they can become familiar with the changes and can not be, put off. They can actually embrace the new capabilities and the fact that this is going to make their job easier.
Well, my next question might be kind of similar in terms of your answer, or at least it transitions well into it. Once you've actually upgraded to R12, should organizations just be done with it, or what should they do to kind of maintain EBS so that it continues to be a successful upgrade?
I think that you've really hit on a key area that I always emphasize when I go into a client. What I always say is that the go-live date of an R12 upgrade is not the end of the journey, but really the beginning of the journey. One of the things that I really have appreciated about this particular release is that you're not really boxed into just using whatever functionality you choose to implement at the time of go-live. You really have the opportunity to leverage the additional new functionality as you move forward. Now, one of the things that I see is a lot of organizations typically, after the upgrade's over, they, want to forget about that and move on to other things. So I really encourage them at the beginning of the project to lay out that roadmap, okay? There's so many new features and functionalities in R12. I mean, like over 2,900. So it's impractical, and really you're not going to implement all of those at go-live. But you should lay out that roadmap. You might have a group of users that's really excited about one certain functionality. And, you can't do that at the go-live date, but they need to know that those needs are being addressed and that they're part of the plan maybe in 3 months, maybe in 6 months. So I really think that you're offered enough new functionality that it's kind of exciting to say, we can get the upgrade done quickly and successfully, and then we can leverage that those new features and functionality post-go-live. So it really is an R12 journey.
Great. That should do it. Elisa, thanks a lot for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the invitation to come talk with you, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.